Have you been able to get any recognition for the link of the illnesses in your yourself and your progeny? I guess that's the right word.
Yeah, I get recognition from almost everybody except the United States government, who denies it adamantly. And the United States government plays tricks. One of the things they do is to throw a whole bunch of statistics at you that most people listening to them don't catch the implications of the statistics. The other thing they do is to, they have emphasized cancer as being one of the consequences of radiation exposure. But cancer is just one piece of it, you know. Radiation affects the soft tissue cells, it affects the sex cells, it affects the central nervous system, it affects the bone marrow, and you can have all kinds of problems without having cancer. But the government is focused on cancer, and that has a number of consequences, one of which is you can ask any cancer expert, cancer can't be inherited. So they say, well, you know, cancer can't be inherited, so there's no inherited effects of radiation. They, you know, there's a loose link there.
They certainly say that some cancers are run in families.
Yeah.
But
that's a predisposition. That's a little different.
Now I understand you've been doing a lot of research on this issue. Besides your own personal experience, can you tell me what research you've done? I think you've written a book.
My PhD dissertation, which ultimately was published, is based on, I started out with about 30 interviews, and based on those interviews, I put together a questionnaire and got responses to the questionnaire from just short of 400 veterans who had been involved while they were in the service in nuclear weapons testing. And you want the title of the book? It's called Voices from Ground Zero.
And how can we get that book?
It was published by University Press of America. And if you get on their website, down on the left-hand corner of their basic page of their website is a thing called Basement Books. If you click on Basement Books, it tells you you can get some paperback books for 70% off. And since the list price now on that book is $31 US, you can get it for $9.60 US.